This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If anything good comes out of 2020, it might just be that more people finally started taking climate change more seriously. I mean, yes, it's been happening for decades, but calamity does tend to focus the mind. Sea level rise and more intense hurricanes on the Gulf Coast and the Eastern Seaboard. More and bigger wildfires out here in the West, burning bigger and hotter. And extreme weather in the Midwest and the South has been getting more extreme. All of that is planetarily existential, of course, but more immediately, it's going to have some big implications for American agriculture. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, for American farmers, climate change isn't just coming, it's here.
It is harvest season, and Don Cameron is out in his field in Fresno, California. His mechanical tomato harvester is moving its way along, picking up to 50 tons of tomatoes per hour.
The tomatoes, though, have had a tougher time during the summer when we have continuous days of temperatures over 110 degrees. And the blossoms tend to fall off, but just one of the many crops that we grow here that's being affected by changes in our climate.
Cameron's almonds and pistachios bloomed erratically this year because the winter was too warm. His peppers got sunburnt, and then came the wildfires.
The smoke we had for over 30 days cut down on the sunlight we had, and our grapes essentially quit making sugar.
Climate change has arrived in American agriculture. Researchers have modeled the impacts of climate change on barley, rice, wheat, soy, cotton, and corn over the next 30 to 50 years.
Without any changes in what farmers are currently planting, the total profits across the six major crops that we looked at in the United States would drop by about 30%.
James Rising is a research fellow at LSE's Grantham Research Institute. His work was published in Nature Communications.
All across the U.S., most counties by 50 years from now are going to have to be planting something different from what they're currently planting.
But switching is expensive. A lot of crops need specialized harvesting and planting machines, processing equipment, supply networks, not to mention decades of accumulated farmer expertise.
It's very hard to make substantial changes to your farm and your cropping system when you're just hanging on year to year.
Ben Aliston is with the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy. He says some farmers will need financial help to make changes.
Agriculture policy is way behind. Our farm bill was just passed in 2018 and had no mention of climate change at all within it.
And yet, farmers are already adapting, and you can see it on the map.
You have, over the last several decades, seen the Corn Belt shift north. So there are parts of Minnesota, for example, where corn is grown, where it was more traditionally wheat.
Still, straight-up switching crops is not very common. More often, farmers and suppliers are adapting in less drastic ways. Fred Yoder grows corn, soybeans, and wheat in western Ohio.
When I was growing up farming with my father back in the 60s and 70s, we planted our crops anywhere from the 1st of May to the end of June. And today, we're planting a lot of our crops by mid-April, and we're trying to beat that heat in the summertime.
In addition to planting earlier, Yoder says farmers in his area are planting cover crops to help retain moisture between wild swings of flooding and drought. And he puts a lot of faith in the development of plants that can survive changing conditions.
As genetics have gotten better, the varieties we use today are nothing like the varieties we used 30 years ago.
Of course, the changes in climate are different in different parts of the country. Jennifer Holofsky directs the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Northwest Climate Hub. It's part of a network that provides advice to farmers.
In the Pacific Northwest, we're expecting much warmer summers and then not a lot of precipitation to make up for that. So a big focus is dry farming techniques to grow crops that don't need as much irrigation.
Still, some farmers have been reluctant to characterize challenges with weather as being related to climate change. Again, Ben Aliston with the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy.
Climate change is a very politically almost toxic term in a lot of parts of rural America because it's become a partisan issue. And I think I see that shifting over the last several years.
Extreme events, flooding, drought, the August derecho are galvanizing some farmers to look ahead. According to models, in 50 years, 7% of cropland for the U.S.'s main commodity crops won't be profitable at all. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.